Italy aligns itself to the statement delivered by Romania on behalf of the EU and would like to add the following remarks in its national capacity. In spite of international community's considerable efforts to improve the global humanitarian response, the number of people in need of assistance continues to grow as a consequence of conflicts and violence, natural disasters and extreme poverty. Bearing in mind that humanitarian action cannot replace political solutions to conflicts, the international community must pursue efforts to strengthen compliance with international humanitarian law and to better respond to the humanitarian crisis. In front of an increasing shrinking in the humanitarian space and an increased need of assistance, there is no room for divisions. We must join our efforts to address humanitarian crises in a spirit of partnership and solidarity with forward-looking strategies aimed at pursuing durable and long-term solutions. Complex emergencies require a coordinated, integrated and multi-sectoral response. Fragmentations and duplication must be overcome and the allocation of funds must be coherent, prioritized and based on the severity of needs. Italy supports a qualitative, bottom-up and people-centered humanitarian action accountable to the affected communities and that values the capacity and leadership of national and local actors. Italy also relies on the ability of the Italian civil society organizations to be as close as possible to beneficiaries and to understand their needs and priorities. On the 70th anniversary of the Geneva Conventions, new and complex challenges lie ahead for the respect of international humanitarian law. The proliferation of non-state armed groups and the use of improvised explosive devices in urban areas, the growing difficulty of distinguishing between combatants and civilians in military operations, terrorism and cyber attacks. Humanitarian access and protection of healthcare workers and civilians' infrastructures become even more challenging. We support any effort made to improve access to and protection of the most vulnerable groups, including children, women and girls, and persons with disabilities. Mr. President, the vast majority of the humanitarian emergencies around the world still remain man-made. At the same time, natural disasters and extreme weather events become more frequent and intense. This phenomena calls for strengthening both at the national and international level our efforts in the mitigation of disaster risks. A cultural and organizational shift in approaching disasters is needed. More emphasis must be put into anticipatory actions in addition to those aimed at strengthening national and international capacity to respond rapidly to natural disasters. Due to the fragility of its territory, Italy has developed valuable competence in both prevention and preparedness action and in emergency response and early recovery. Therefore, we are more and more committed not only to support our partners in the emergency response, but also in sharing know-how and expertise. Italy is interested in exploring more strategic modalities of humanitarian financing. The drivers of today's humanitarian crisis require our intervention to be more predictable and flexible. For these reasons, on one hand, we are gearing our funds to be utilized in an anticipatory manner. On the other hand, we have been steadily increasing in the last 5 years our unearmarked funds by 150%, both to the Central Emergency Response Fund and the country-based pool funds. With reference to this year's resolution, we express appreciation to the work facilitators, its important additions like those on IHL and on protection, and look forward to its adoption by consensus later today. In that regard, we would like to remember once again that Italy did not adopt the Global Compact for Migration. In light of this year's negotiation of the omnibus resolution, we appeal all the delegations to come to a negotiating table next year with an approach which looks at the concrete needs of people awaiting humanitarian assistance so as to make the ECOSOC omnibus a real operation tool for humanitarian action rather than a maimed repetition of the General Assembly resolution. Thank you.